Hello and welcome. We are so excited you are joined here with us today. We are Ben and Rita Johnson, and we have a family with 6 children, and we spend a lot of time traveling, and we want to talk to you about this and pilgrimage specifically. So what do we want to leave them with, Ben, about pilgrimage?
So I think that the one thing we want to do is just bring you on with us to join us in our pilgrimages and creating a mindset of pilgrimage within yourself and within your family.
And just so you know, we have gone on a lot of trips with our 6 kids. However, we have never gone on an official pilgrimage like you see advertised at the church doors, you know, the $4,000 European go with your parish priest pilgrimage trip. We've never done one of those.
No. Yeah.
So why do we talk about pilgrimage?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, because you have a large family, but you're still trying to engage in your faith in the way that a pilgrimage structures itself, we looked for opportunities that it fit within our life. So if that meant including it in travel that we already had scheduled, or maybe creating our own pilgrimage and our own plan.
For sure. And sometimes it involves just going to a godchild's sacrament, mm-hmm. right? Driving 12 hours to be able to go to our goddaughter's First Holy Communion. Sometimes it is we were already planning a family vacation. Where can we stop along the way? And sometimes it is, you know, the destination is our pilgrimage. But we found it's very hard to really be able to prioritize pilgrimage if all we see are those back of the church pilgrimages, which they're probably amazing, and I probably would absolutely love it if I was able to go on one, but we are not independently wealthy. And so to go on that with a family of 8 would be more than our budget can allow in this season of our life.
And the timing and all the other logistics that, because they're very structured, you know, it's very hard to work a family into those kind of plans.
Yes, so, and a baby that needs to nap, yeah. or a toddler that needs to run, yeah. or an 8-year-old that needs to swim.
Right. So in what we're trying to do within this video is just really explain what we're trying to do and also what we don't know. And that's what Rita just said about doing the structured pilgrimages. But also we're really trying to dive into the concept of pilgrimage. Living, including pilgrimages in our kind of normal travel or even some purposeful travel, but also just learning what it means. What does it mean? Because we're all on a pilgrimage to our final destination with God's grace to heaven, but exploring that concept, exploring what it means to be a pilgrim and embracing that and letting the graces come in from that experience.
Yes, and we have several really exciting interviews lined up where we're going to be exploring pilgrimage with others. So it won't just be us that you're hearing from. Why do we go on pilgrimage? What are some fruits others have experienced from pilgrimage in addition to our own? And also we're going to be really honest and humble with you and share some of our foibles and some things that we want you to learn through our experience so you do not have to live through them, because some of them have been really hard and really heavy. And yet we have found such benefit to being able to go out and travel and orienting our mindset around the fact that it's not a vacation, it's a pilgrimage, and how much that has helped us in those moments when a trip feels hard. It feels frustrating. It feels overwhelming. We're all at our wit's end. We have nothing left to give. We're hungry. We're tired. We have no energy left. And yet, then when you encounter something sacred, when you encounter, you know, a servant of God that you had never met before, when you encounter our Lord waiting for you in adoration at the end of an all-night flight, when you encounter these moments of grace because you've been orienting your mindset around the fact that we're on pilgrimage, we're not here for just to lay on the beach, we're here for this other purpose, it allows for us to be open to those graces in that moment. And that's something that we have found very profoundly in our life, especially these last 3 years when we have been a bit more nomadic.
Yeah.
And something that we want to share with you all and encourage you all to do that. And also to show you how we've done it on a budget with a big family. And that a lot of those barriers that we construct as to why we can't do pilgrimage sometimes are self-constructed, and ways we can break those down.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward for you all to join us on our exploration of incorporating the concept of pilgrimage, Christian pilgrimage, into our lives. We're going to try, like Rita said, we'll be raw with you, some of the things that go well, the things that don't. Hopefully you'll learn from our mistakes, you know, and you'll also open your eyes to some of the possibilities that we have experienced in learning and growing deeper in our faith and understanding of the Catholic faith globally as well, and even within our own country.
For sure. So let's go on a journey together.